Ladies and gentlemen, The Evil of Washington. Next.
President's decision to commute Scooter Libby's 30-month prison sentence is egregious, rewards loyalty above the rule of law, and encourages future acts of obstruction of justice. Introduced H. Res. 530, to censure President Bush and condemn this unconscionable abuse of power, which began with the administration falsifying intelligence on Iraqi nuclear capability.
From the podcast capital of the world,
this is Last Angry Man.
Just commutation of Mr. Libby's 30 months prison sentence is an egregious abuse of the president's clemency power and can only be described as politically motivated quid pro quo to reward Libby for halting further investigation into the White House's failure to protect the confidential identity of a CIA operative.
And you thought that we couldn't get any lower. This country couldn't fall deeper into the muddy pit we dug for ourselves with President Bush. Well, we have gotten deeper. The mud has gotten higher, and the people involved have gotten sleazier. It is now time to hear exactly what this week has shown. The light has been shed. We must deal with the consequences of what to do with these people. There must be consequences. Otherwise, years from now, they will look back at us and say, why didn't we heed the call when the call had come to the crisis in our Constitution?
Congress must go on record against the president's actions. Censure, in my mind, would be a strong statement to the president.
How many U.S. attorneys did you approve to be summarily fired?
Senator, there may have been others. I would be happy to get back to you with that kind of information about who has left. But I don't know the answer to your question. But I can certainly find out.
Don't know after all we've been through, the hearing after hearing after hearing.
Angry here. More bad news. Gonzalez.
We're here at a sad moment. We're asking the Solicitor General to appoint a special counsel to investigate potential perjury by the Attorney General.
Last Angry Man again. It gets worse. Gonzalez gets worse.
Answers simple and straightforward questions was just stunning. The Attorney General took an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Instead, he tells the half-truth, the partial truth, and everything but the truth. And he does it not once and not twice, but over and over and over again. His instinct is not to tell the truth, but to dissemble and deceive.
As each week goes by in this administration, things only get worse. Let's continue our story.
Would it affect your ability to bring the prosecution if you just waited a few weeks till the election was over?
The Department of Justice does not time prosecutions to elections.
Well, yes, they do. That's what the manual says. And you, rather reluctantly, I felt, admitted you actually did read it when you became the interim U.S. attorney. The fact is, would it have changed the outcome of your prosecution had you waited a few weeks to bring it?
I don't know. I doubt there would have been any impact on the actual prosecution.
This is the FBI director speaking about how lazy he is and why the FBI director is too busy to fill out paperwork. It's too much of a burden. It just can't be done. Wiretapping in your rights from the FBI director. Why he can't go to FISA.
So why do we need to do this without a warrant?
Because we need to react quickly to terrorist threats. We need the capability of immediately, when we get information on individuals who may want to communicate with others, we need to get that information. We need to get the information, say, on make an arrest someplace, and we find an address book, and the numbers are in that address book of a terrorist. We have to know with whom that terrorist is communicating, and we need to get that information quickly. And we cannot take the time, in my mind, to go through that which is necessary to have the court review the paperwork in order to get that information.
Now, isn't there an after-the-fact procedure where you can go get the information and then later get around to the paperwork?
That's true, but the paperwork for the court proceeding to get a FISA, where you are seeking the right to intercept the content, the conversations of an individual, is generally a quarter of an inch thick. Prior to that, in order to get the information on a subscriber, would be an inordinate burden.
Wait a minute, I thought you said you could already swiftly react, go get the information, and then do the paperwork when you get around to it.
We would be, the paperwork would inundate us.
So even though the government can wiretap any American they want, as long as that government official has gone to the FISA court and gotten the proper permission, it is too much paperwork. Even after the fact, it's too much paperwork. All those signatures, all that paperwork to protect your rights. Just too much. Can't be bothered. And that's just the beginning of the strange stories. The FBI director, a hospital, Gonzalez, Ashcroft sick and dying, another man appointed attorney general, strong-arming him while sick in bed, someone calling the FBI, asking for help to make sure the White House doesn't subvert the new attorney general, acting on the behalf of the sick and ailing man. But did Gonzalez lie in order to cover up his dealings at the hospital?
Just be clear, because I'm saying this to you, is it your understanding that General Gonzalez was at the hospital and visited former General Ashcroft, along with the Chief of Staff, Andy Card? Is the understanding that they did have a meeting?
Yes.
Would I be comfortable in saying that those were the items that were part of the discussion?
Okay, is the answer behind door number one, door number two, or door number three? Will he tell the truth?
The discussion was on a national NSA program that has been much discussed, yes.
That is the correct answer. Congratulations.
I really can't comment on what Judge Gonzalez was thinking or saying. I can tell you what I understood at the time.
Really, what happened in the hospital room was obvious. They went to see Gonzalez, who was sick, hoping he'd approve extending the eavesdropping on Americans. Ashcroft said no. He talked to the acting attorney general, which angered Gonzalez and Card, who went back to the White House and eventually overruled the acting attorney general. Gonzalez testified in Congress. That conversation never took place. He lied.
I've been particularly concerned, having been one of the only opponent of the Patriot Act in the Senate when it was voted on. I've spent years trying to get honest answers whether or not there were abuses under the Patriot Act. I've been subjected, the members of the committee have been subjected to obviously false statements. The Attorney General said he didn't know of any abuses, but we know for a fact he knew about those abuses. This is outrageous. I've been a legislator for 25 years. I agree with Senator Schumer. I have never seen anything like this from anyone. This is beyond the pale. The censure resolution on the rule of law that I intend to introduce soon with regard to both the president, who of course should fire, the attorney general, and with regard to the attorney general himself. That censure effort is much broader and involves the president and the attorney general's consistent disrespect for the rule of law in a variety of areas, from this NSA program to Guantanamo Bay torture policy. The disrespect he has shown to Congress as well as the public is all the more reason why Congress should also formally censure him.
This is an ethical hole, and Alberto Gonzalez doesn't know where to stop digging. You have a situation here where the White House is about as far as you can possibly be from that 2000 pledge to restore honor and integrity.
MSNBC analyst on Countdown, and now back to Russ Feingold.
With regard to the Attorney General's lack of veracity in his testimony, I think it's appropriate to go further and ask for a special counsel to investigate whether there has been criminal wrongdoing.
this saga.
It is so hard to untangle and explain because of its own complexity that everything we think about this administration is veiled in secrecy. It is. And when the information comes out, it comes out in dribs and drabs, slowly. The pain is only more agonizing for both the country and the people involved. Consequences. That is what is needed next. Now that we've learned what went on behind the closed doors of the Bush administration, with Dick Cheney, with Gonzales, and so many more, it is time for us to take a stand, take the consequences, putting impeachment right back on the table where the Founding Fathers thought it belonged.
The podcast, Capital of the World, Last Angry Man saying good day.